know how to fight, so he can stand up to bullies to protect the weak. Number 5, the warrior kid treats people with respect and helps out other people whenever possible. Number 6, the warrior kid keeps things neat and is always prepared and ready for action. Number 7, the warrior kid stays humble. Number 8, the warrior kid works hard and always does his best. Number 9, I am the warrior kid. Chapter 1, The Pumpkin and the Principal. This year was a really good year, until the last day of school. I ended up in a place I never should have been, the principal's office. Yes, that's right, me, Mr. Warrior Kid with my warrior code, got sent to the principal's office. What for, you wonder? Let me tell you in one word, Nathan. That's right, I got sent to the principal's office because of Nathan James, a guy with 2 first names. Here's the thing with Nathan. He is super annoying, and he's always moving, tapping, snapping, shifting, bouncing his leg, standing up, sitting down. He just never stops moving. It's so annoying. He is also always making comments and saying things to me and the other kids. Not exactly nice things, either. He calls us names, mean names. He calls Kenny Williamson blockhead. He calls Patricia Johnson needle nose. And he calls me plate face. I don't know why. I don't think I look like a plate. Okay, maybe my face is a little round, but that doesn't make it okay to call me plate face. And the thing about Nathan is that he says it kind of jokingly, but at the same time, kind of seriously. So if we told on him, we would just seem like tattletales. Today, we were helping clean up the classroom. Some kids were taking down pictures. Some kids were clearing out desks. Some kids were counting and stacking books. I got put in the group with Nathan, cleaning the art area. He started in on me right away. "Let's get this cleaned up, plate face." "Don't call me that," I told him. "Don't call you what? Plate face?" "Plate face." "I know you're plate face," he said. I started to raise my voice. "Don't call me that." I felt my face turning red because I was so annoyed. "Well, what do you want me to call you?" he said. "Call me by my name," I answered. I looked at Nathan, and he looked a little scared. "Okay, fine," he said. I think he realized that he had pushed too far and knew what might happen. Then he whispered, "Plate face," and smiled. I felt my hands clench together. I bit down hard, squeezed my jaw, and started to breathe hard. The more I stood there and thought about it, the madder I got. When Nathan saw I was getting mad, his smile grew even more. I could feel my face turning redder and redder by the second. Then Nathan chuckled a little bit. He was laughing at my anger. I got so mad that I wanted to explode or scream or throw something at him. That's when I noticed a bright orange papier-mâché pumpkin that one of my classmates had made in art, sitting right in front of me. It was about the size of a volleyball, and it looked perfect. Without thinking, I grabbed the pumpkin and threw it right at Nathan's head, really, really hard. He wasn't expecting it at all, so it hit him square in the face. It hit him so hard that he tripped over a stuffed caterpillar and fell to the ground, knocking over an easel on his way down. It made a giant noise, and everyone looked over at us. This is where it got really bad. The pumpkin ricocheted off Nathan's head and made a straight shot at our teacher, Miss Carpenter. Right as she looked to see what the big noise was, it hit her. Pow! Right in the face.